Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Pastor Shem, we're going to be continuing in Siman Shin Zayin, and tonight we are learning Se'ifim Tes, Yud, and Yud Aleph. So let's see. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Se'if Tes, this is on page 204, this is the equivalent, Kuf Beis, Amid Beis. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Mutu Lahach Shechlif Losh Peros Vasav Meginosu Mechorbaso Shebetoch HaTchum. You're allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum to pick fruits and weeds from your garden or from your churva that's inside the tchum. Not to the edge of the tchum. You're allowed to go closer to the place where you're going to need to be after Shabbos to go do things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. It's only to go to the edge of the tchum to do things where it's very obvious that you're going for that reason. Only that's going to be aser. Says the Mishmur Simkat Lamates, Litlosh Perus, Umayri She'eno Omeire Tzal Gina. That's provided that you're not standing mamish right next to the Gina. Meaning, essentially, what he's saying is you could physically position yourself closer to a place that you're going to need to be after Shabbos, even if the reason you need to be there after Shabbos is to be able to do malacha there after Shabbos. But you cannot physically position yourself in a place where it's very obvious that the reason you're physically positioning yourself there is to do malacha. Kedel b'sim shin vav sif alf ayin shom mishum bruz ib katan alf. Mishum de minkra milsa aval betoch hatchum lo minkra milsa al mahu machshich. But if you go somewhere to a specific location that's within the tchum, no one could tell why you're there. V'lo dami l'mashkaz b'sim shin vav sif alf dasu la'ayin ben chasav. This is different than looking after your assets. Kugon leilich betoch sadeu chadom l'zeliros matzarech lasos l'machar. Like walking through your field to see where a little extra plowing needs to be done or where a little fixing of a fence needs to be done or things like that. That's much worse. That you're not allowed to do even inside the tchum. Because then it's obvious that you're thinking about doing some sort of activity of malacha. It's near the time of the plowing or the harvesting or something, and you're looking at what it needs. That's a violation of mitzvah chefzicha. That's why you're not allowed to hang out at the entrance of the Medina, so that right after Shabbos is over, you'll be able to go to the bathhouse. Because that's typically where the bathhouse is located. How come it's all for the same reason? As opposed to over here, where you're just hanging out in a particular location where there's nothing obvious about the location, unless it's at the edge of the Tchum. There's nothing obvious. If it's at the edge of a tchum, then it looks like you're trying to do something or to plan for something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And even that is only aser. Even to go to the edge of the tchum is only aser if you're actually planning on doing something that's aser after Shabbos. But if you're just planning on walking, that's not technically aser. Like we learned yesterday, theoretically, if there were borgunin, if there were huts along the way, it would have been mutter. So that if that's what your actual plan is, you're allowed to walk to the location that's at the edge of a tchum. Otherwise, if you think about it, what's the point of a tchum? You would never be allowed to go to the end of it, right? Meaning, so then your tchum is really less than you think it is. No, you're allowed to go to the end of your tchum. You're just not allowed to go with the plan of doing something after Shabbos. See if you'd. Mutar lomar l'chaveiro, you're allowed to tell your friend, shmor li peros shebetchumcha v'ani yeshmor peros secha shebetchumi. I have some of my peros in your tchum. I'm not allowed to go there to access them because it's outside of my tchum. Some of your peros are in my tchum, so I'll watch yours and you watch mine. Says the Mishabur, shmor li haynu afilu ayom, even on Shabbos. Meaning the point is that this is not considered that you're being paid for your work of watching the other guy's peros when you're agreeing to watch each other's peros. See if you're alf. Hashow al davar mechaveir lo yom. When you borrow something from somebody, don't use the word halveni, which means to lend me something, because the word halveni has an implication that it's going to be a long-term loan, and whenever we're talking about a long-term loan, there's always a chashash that you might write it down. Use a different Hebrew word to describe borrowing something, so whatever it is, that's in Hebrew, that hashileni implies a shorter-term loan where it's less of a chashash, you'll write it down. Ukraini. But if, let's say, you speak English and it's baro baro, it doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't mean different. You know, there's no difference between saying can you lend me or can I borrow from you? Let's say, right? It doesn't make any difference. Tzarech shiyom retainli. Then you have to use some shinoi to say, you know, can you give me, right? Something different to make it not sound like the kind of word you would use to describe a long term loan. Says Rama, ukshalov b'shabes ve'nerotzala amino yineach mashkon etzlo. If you lend somebody something on Shabbos and you don't trust them, so take a mashkon. Avalo yomlo helch mashkon. But you can't say here take a mashkon. Davikuv d'duchol, because then it's of d'duchol. Shem shenlov b'shabes kachin borrowed b'shabes. And just like you're not allowed to borrow on Shabbos, you're not allowed to pay back on Shabbos either. Siv katan mem beizlus man rubit the stamalva shloshim yom. A stamalva we always assume is 30 days. That is the payment period. V'yeshlocha shemiyichtov amalva alvasel zikaron. So we're afraid that the malva might write it down as a way to remember. Avol sheila d'zman ali alter, but a sheila which it's supposed to be immediate. Ein chashash shemiyichtov. There's no concern that he's going to write it down because you're not going to forget something that's lialter, that's happening imminently, that no one's going to forget. Ubamakom shnogin shestam alva rashi lidbal lialter. Kamo shnogin b'medina seinu rashi lo mar alveini vayin biralach shein zebar. He says it could be the Magen Avraham writes that in a place where a stam halva'a, you do not get 30 days, and a person could demand it right away. So then you could say even halveni, but the Bir Alach is not sure about that. V'ikal lemechash kasev prima gadim b'shem Rashba. The b'lashon alva lo mahani afilu emasni imo shel maveu rak lizman muat. That when in the lashon of halva, it doesn't help. Even if you make a tenai, that it's a short-term thing. The Rabbanan made a gzeri, you're not allowed to use the term halveni. Because oftentimes, halveni is long-term, and it's the kind of thing you would write down. Aye, but you made a condition as short-term? Lo plug. You're not supposed to use that term, even if you're borrowing svarim. Don't use the same terminology you would use to describe borrowing money for the long-term. When you say give me, then you could say and I'll give you back. Meaning, otherwise, if you don't say I'll give you back, it makes it sound like you're asking for a matana. So you, by saying give me, and don't worry, I'll give it back to you, that's a way of saying borrowing without using the term borrowing, which would normally imply a long-term loan. The mashkon can only be the kind of thing that people would use on Shabbos. Even if you borrowed wine and oil for a lengthy period of time, you cannot pay it back on Shabbos. Just like we made a gezerah that you might come to write down a loan, we also made a gezerah that when you pay back a long-term loan, they might come to erase the loan from the ledger. However, if you don't say I'm paying you back, you say I am returning, that's okay. Because that already is a different enough language that we assume it's not going to lead you to come to a race. But again, all of this is only permitted if it's a food item or something that's a Tzorech Shabbos type item. If you're giving something that's not a Tzorech Shabbos type item, then it doesn't matter what type of language you use, you're not allowed to do it. So to review what we learned tonight, we said in Si'if Tes that you're allowed to go to a location on Shabbos, even though you're going for the purposes of something that you need to do after Shabbos, if it's not minkara milsa, that's what you're doing it for. But whenever it's minkara milsa, like when you're going to the edge of the tchum, where it's minkara milsa, then it's going to be aser, provided that you're actually planning on doing something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Then in Sif Yud, we said you're allowed to make a deal with somebody else. You watch my peros in your tchum, I'll watch your peros in my tchum. That's not considered that you're getting paid for doing a job on Shabbos. And then in Sefer Aleph we said that you have to be careful in the lashonos that you use when you borrow something on Shabbos. You cannot use a lashon that implies a long-term loan, because it's a gezeira. Even if you made it tonight that it's short-term, it's a gezeira that it's a low plug, that they might come to write it down, and you similarly may not pay back a long-term loan, certainly not using lashonos like paying back, because it's a gezeira that you might come to erase that loan from the ledger. So a person should instead say, give me, and I'll give to you. It sounds like even if you're borrowing this, and the Mishnah Berurah said even if you're borrowing a sefer, which comes out, you have to be careful about that. No, that happens all the time. People always come over to me, can I borrow a sefer from your house or whatever? Preparing a chabura, a shir, this, that, you know, so they probably shouldn't say borrow, right? Because it's a belashon naz, you shouldn't use a word that you would use to describe a long-term loan. They should probably be mishana a little bit, say, can you give me this sefer, I'll give it back to you sometime soon, right? And that would be mutter, l'chora, I don't know. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening.